From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December 1st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that on Wednesday, November the 30th, Neil Golub, the executive chairman of Price Chopper's parent company, declined to talk about a report that negotiations are underway with Albertsons to buy Price Chopper and Market 32 supermarket chain for $1 billion. During a press conference held Wednesday at the Museum of Innovation and Science in Schenectady, Golub said the story being reported by various news outlets surprised him. He said, and I quote, "I don't comment on stuff like that when you see nonsense articles coming from halfway across the country," end quote. Albertson Companies operates more than 2,200 stores across 33 states and the District of Columbia. The Idaho-based company includes Safeway, Acme Markets, and Shaw's in its stable of food and drug retailers. Headquartered in Schenectady, Price Chopper has stores throughout the Northeast United States. Locally, Price Chopper stores can be found in Hudson, Catskill, Chatham, and Saugerties. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton declared on Facebook on Wednesday, November the 30th, that parking is free in the city during the month of December. Hamilton wrote in a memo addressed to Police Commissioner Martha Harvey and Chief Police Ed Moore, and I quote, "I hereby suspend the placing of coins in the parking meters throughout the city of Hudson, which includes on-street and off-street meters," end quote. The meters on South Front Street at the Amtrak station, however, will still need to be fed. Local activists are organizing a protest in Greenport with the Standing Rock Solidarity Network on December the 1st. Several Columbia County residents returned from the protest against a pipeline on Native American lands in North Dakota this week, and others are joining a global day of action with the Greenport protest at TD Bank on Fairview Avenue. Protesters have been calling for TD Bank to divest from the Dakota Access Pipeline. Locally, several similar pipelines are proposed to crisscross the area, including the Pilgrim Pipeline that would run along the I-87 corridor through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties to New Jersey. Here's protest organizer Molly Stitchfield.
So basically what we're going to be doing at the bank, at TD Bank at Fairview Avenue in Greenport, is we're going to be speaking with customers and other citizens who are interested about the ways that TD Bank is supporting this pipeline.
The protest is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the TD Bank at 177 Fairview Avenue. You can hear the entire interview with Molly Stitchfield, a Columbia County resident, at the WGXC Newsroom website. News 10 Albany reports that a New York Department of Environmental Conservation officer was shot in Gallatin in Columbia County on November 23rd while investigating reports of potential illegal hunting activity. The DEC agent underwent surgery and is recovering. Officials have not yet detailed how the officer was shot near Silver Nails Road, but one of the two hunters involved, Alan Blanchard, 55, of Gallatin, has now been charged with second-degree assault, a Class D felony. The DEC released a statement, and I quote, "DEC commends the two officers for their courage in the line of duty and thank them for their service. On behalf of New Yorkers, our thoughts and prayers are with the wounded officer and his family," end quote. You can read that full story at the News 10 website. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that on November 29th, for the second year in a row, Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed legislation that would have created a tax credit for food donations by New York farmers to a food bank or emergency food program. The governor said the credit would be duplicative for existing tax benefits for charitable food donations, and I quote, "it is nearly impossible to establish an accurate value for donated food," end quote. Assemblyman Francisco Moya, Democrat of Queens, said in a statement, and I quote, "just in time for the holidays, the season when we should be thinking of giving and the well-being of others, Governor Cuomo has vetoed a bill that would help feed those in need. The farm-to-food bill was an opportunity to help farmers fill our pantries and food banks so no family that has fallen on hard times is forced to make hard choices when putting food on the table," end quote. Moya said he would introduce the bill again next year. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation that would make requests under the Freedom of Information Law more expedient. Now, when government entities lose a lawsuit after denying a FOIL request, they have 9 months to appeal a judge's ruling. This bill shortens that period to 2 months. Cuomo vetoed a similar bill in 2015, and when government transparency advocates criticized the veto of this and another FOIL bill last year, saying the vetoes, and I quote, called into question the governor's commitment to transparency, end quote, Cuomo then issued an executive order calling on the state to, and I quote, adhere to the spirit, end quote, of the legislation. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 50 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers after noon, partly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32. And on Saturday, slight chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7.05 a.m., and the sun will set at 4.24 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the first day of December 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.